आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नमस्कार, मैं हूं नताशा कॉल SBS हिंदी टीम से। आज हम एक ऐसे फार्मासिस्ट से जुड़ रहे हैं जिन्होंने 1979 में विक्टोरिया में एक फार्मेसी स्टोर की शुरुआत की थी। इसके बाद उन्होंने स्वास्थ्य से जुड़ी विभिन्न संस्थाओं के बोर्ड में काम किया और वे विक्टोरिया में फार्मेसी गिल्ड के अध्यक्ष बनने वाले पहले भारतीय बने और इस साल उन्हें ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे ऑनर्स की सूची में शामिल किया गया है और इन बोर्ड के माध्यम से सामुदायिक स्वास्थ्य के लिए उनके योगदान को मान्यता दी जा रही है। उन्हें ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के सदस्य यानी मेंबर ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया की उपाधि से सम्मानित किया जा रहा है। तो आइए मिलते हैं इस 75 वर्षीय भारतीय से जो आज अपनी जीवन यात्रा को गर्व के साथ पीछे मुड़कर देख रहे हैं। दीपक सांघवी जी, SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है।
Thank you for inviting.
बहुत बहुत बधाइयाँ दीपक जी आपको इस अवार्ड के लिए, सम्मान के लिए। तो ये बताएं कि कैसा लग रहा है आपको?
The emotions are, to be honest, little bit overwhelmed, because you do not expect something, you don't set out to achieve that. You do your best work with good people and try to make a difference. Recognition comes as both a surprise and a privilege. It's true.
दीपक जी, आपने 1979 यानी 1979 में फार्मेसी स्टोर खोला था विक्टोरिया में, अपना पहला फार्मेसी स्टोर। तो ये बताएं कि उसकी शुरुआत कैसे हुई, क्या चैलेंजेस आपको आपके सामने आया, कि किन कठिनाइयों का सामना करना पड़ा?
1979 was the start of my career in owning a pharmacy. I qualified in 1972 in UK and then came to Australia in 76. And the challenge was that when you come, you do not have any connections or capacity to do anything except work, and you've got to work hard. So my wife and I, she's an accountant, so we both worked long hours trying to raise some funds. And the first challenge was to raise enough funds to try to buy a business in a little unit. So we worked three jobs at a time for every day and tried to get some deposit money and bought the businesses. So the pharmacy that I bought first, I got a lot of support from wholesalers at that time. Wholesalers were off supplying products to the pharmacy, were supporting anybody who wanted to find pharmacy by giving them guarantees on loans. So that was a good start. So it was a big challenge, but I wanted to be in business, so that was my first small business. And the challenge was always to meet the end, financially, to make sure that we had some money to pay back. And my wife, because of the work my wife did, I could spend earn the money that I used to earn and pay back to the bank. So we had a good start.
जी, और इसके बाद आपने बहुत सी स्वास्थ्य से जुड़ी संस्थाओं के बोर्ड में भी काम किया। आप विक्टोरिया फार्मेसी गिल के पहले भारतीय प्रेसिडेंट रह चुके हैं, तो इसके बारे में हमें बताएं कि ये कैसे किया आपने, और इन जगहों पे, इन बोर्ड पे रहकर एक सदस्य होने के नाते या अध्यक्ष होने के नाते आपने वहाँ क्या काम किया और कैसे इसकी शुरुआत की?
When I got into the pharmacy business here, I became a member of the MKL, which was a co-op of members buying products and everything and marketing support as an organization. And I got elected to be on the board after 6 years I was in pharmacy. There were about 650 MKL members right around Australia. So that was the beginning of my getting interested in the board positions of an organization. Then I got into, we sold MCAL to Sigma in 1999, and I got free. And I was asked to join Pharmacy Guild, which was presenting the owners of pharmacy in Victoria, of the Pharmacy Guild of Victoria. So the process is that you get to run and make your case to be elected. And I was lucky and fortunate enough to get elected in 2005 as a president of the Pharmacy Guild. That journey started me into more into the understanding of the organizations and governance of what is required. It was a privilege that was given to me to work alongside the pharmacists who are at the heart of every community, trusted and accessible, and vital to people's well-being. So we were striving to improve healthcare access and support professional development. So that Pharmacy Guild used to do. So I got involved quite a lot in that, and we made to make sure that the community pharmacy remains strong and patient focused.
दीपक जी, तो ये बदलाव कितना बड़ा था, और एक भारतीय के रूप में किसी संगठन का नेतृत्व करना, यानी किसी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को लीड करना, कोई छोटी बात नहीं है. आपने 2006 से लेके 2011 तक फार्मेसी गिल्ड विक्टोरिया ब्रांच का को लीड किया है एज अ प्रेसिडेंट. आप कैसे देखते हैं इस सफर को?
The Pharmacy Guild was the organization that supported pharmacists, and obviously it makes you feel, you know, really good that people did have trust and faith in me to represent them in the way that you have to continue supporting the way they would like to be supported. When you get that support from the members to believe that you can support them in running their business, it's a really good feeling. Now, when you are doing this, you do not think that you are any different compared to the normal being an, or are you an Indian or Australian? It doesn't make, you don't get that into that frame of thinking, because that is the wrong way of thinking. Regardless of Indians or whoever, whichever ethnic background you have, we are still all Australians. And if you've got faith and belief that you can provide the services you can, then it's easy to do it. But if you start thinking that you are different, then you will act like you are different. And that doesn't help in life. So to me, I felt really good in achieving and making ways for people to think from anywhere else that it is possible to do whatever you need to do if you've got the right focus.
दीपक जी, आपके लिए कौन सी भूमिका सबसे अधिक महत्वपूर्ण रही, और आपके अनुसार किस योगदान ने वास्तव में बदलाव लाया और इस सम्मान तक पहुंचने का कारण बना?
फर्स्ट थिंग यू गॉट टू रिमेम्बर इज दैट यू डू नॉट वर्क टू गो टू अचीव द अवार्ड. इफ यू आर नोटिस्ड एंड इफ यू आर एक्सेप्टेड एंड इफ पीपल थिंक दैट यू आर गुड, दे विल पुट यू हेड एंड गिव यू दैट प्रिविलेज ऑफ बीइंग रेकमेंडेड टू गेट दैट अवार्ड. The thing you could remember is that you have to have that conviction. And for me, that was the healthcare is one of the purest forms of public service, whether it's beside bedside or board table. The heart of it is the same, caring for people, easing suffering, and helping others to live better, healthier life. When you start thinking like that, and if you put your effort in it, you start to have people, good people around you who believe the same. And that is very important. And that actually is the people who shared the journey with you are the ones who actually deserves this prize, not me. Mm-hmm. Because they are the ones who support. They are the ones who, because of them, I could do things, I could put it out there. So it's a teamwork.
आपको बता दें, ऑस्ट्रेलिया डे ऑनर्स एक वार्षिक पुरस्कार है जो देश भर में उन लोगों को दिया जाता है जिन्होंने विभिन्न क्षेत्रों में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान दिया है.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.
है।